Blast of winter. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News, hitting more than 65 million Americans over the next few days. Winter storm warnings posted from eastern Nevada to southeastern Michigan. Blizzard warnings in parts of five states, including much of Minnesota.
The governor declaring a peacetime emergency, activating the National Guard in case rescues are needed, likely out in the rural western half of the state, if you will, over these next few days. I gotta say, it's cold out here. Wind, the snow clearly falling down at a good clip. The advice from state leaders, don't panic here, but certainly have a plan for these next few days.
Paul Bloom of Fox 9 in Minneapolis. President Biden telling NATO allies in Warsaw Tuesday they must continue their support of Ukraine against the Russian invasion.
Putin no longer doubts the strength of our coalition, but he still doubts our conviction. He doubts our staying power. He doubts our continued support for Ukraine. He doubts whether NATO can remain unified. But there should be no doubt.
President Putin has announced he's suspending Russia's participation in the last existing nuclear weapons treaty with the U.S. Critics claim Russia has been cheating on the New START treaty anyway. Former President Trump headed to toxic, tainted East Palestine, Ohio today
to meet with members of the community as he continues blasting the Biden administration's response to the crisis. Almost 3 weeks after a toxic train derailment, the small town's mayor, Trent Conaway, has also been critical of the federal response.
We want to get back to, you know, we're a quiet little town of 4,700, and that's where we want to go.
The EPA is ordering Norfolk Southern Railway to foot the bill and to make East Palestine and surrounding communities whole. No word yet if the former president is willing to drink the tap water, as Governor Mike DeWine and EPA Administrator Michael Regan did yesterday.
Fox's Jeff Manasso. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
For a second straight day, the U.S. Supreme Court will hear arguments in a case involving social media liability.
The family of a man who was killed in the 2017 terror attacks carried out by ISIS at a club in Istanbul, Turkey, alleges Twitter violated the Anti-Terrorism Act. The family alleges the social media company hosting terrorist content on the platform should be considered aiding and abetting, with the social media company providing a place for the gunman to be recruited by the group. Twitter argues the Anti-Terrorism Act only holds it liable if Twitter gave assistance for a specific act of terror or didn't block accounts it was aware were plotting an attack. In Washington, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
The Biden administration says it will turn away most asylum seekers at the southern border who did not first apply for asylum in one of the countries they passed through on their way to the U.S., the plan likely to be challenged in court. There's been a massive exposure of U.S. military emails.
An extraordinary leak of sensitive but unclassified government data included emails and personal data pertaining to U.S. Special Operations Command. A DOD server was left exposed for 2 weeks in total. About 3 terabytes worth of data had been accessible. A senior U.S. defense official confirmed the breach of the exposed server to Fox News. The leak, which now has been fixed, was found by a cybersecurity researcher and first reported by the news outlet TechCrunch, who alerted the Pentagon Sunday. A spokesperson for U.S. Special Command tells the outlet that they can confirm that no one hacked into any of their information systems. In Washington, Sean Langell, Fox News.
Federal Trade Commission has decided it will not challenge Amazon's acquisition of One Life Healthcare, which operates more than 100 primary care clinics around the country. The Mississippi State Senate has approved a measure that would ban gender-affirming care in the state for anyone under the age of 18. Governor Tate Reeves says he'll sign it. I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.